The area around 5th and Howard Streets was bustling with people in San Francisco for the RSA International Cybersecurity Conference. It was a sea of blue lanyards and business casual among the conference attendees, but a couple dozen activists with Palestinian flags, headscarves, and signs came out to make sure there's no business as usual. Denise Bulbul came up from the peninsula for the protest. She's been attending protests regularly for the past 30 weeks, ever since the start of the Israel-Hamas war, which began on October 7th following the Hamas attack on southern Israel. She said she would love to ask Blinken directly why the U.S. gives Israel a free pass for what she called land theft and war crimes, while claiming to stand for justice and freedom.
Injustice. And hypocrisy. My country. I'm so ashamed of my country. It's just shameful. It just tears my heart out. I watched the videos of them digging up all the infrastructure street by street in the West Bank, bringing in their bulldozers, digging it up street by street to dig up the sewers and the water lines and to try to ruin their lives as much as possible. And it's just horrific.
She didn't get any FaceTime with the secretary, but was quick to engage with the many conference goers passing by, some of whom were Israeli themselves and took issue with the protest.
Hostage-taking of innocent children.
Really? So what is Israel doing with all those underage children?
Shame on you. Shame on you.
Some of the activists said it was important for them to try to inform the people attending the cybersecurity conference that their industry has connections to global militarism and repressive tactics both at home and abroad. Nahil Mahmoud attended the conference. He put his fist in the air and began joining in with protesters who were chanting Free Palestine. He said he had no interest in seeing Blinken, but thought it was important that his perspective as an anti-Zionist was presented.
It's disgusting, but you know, we can all raise a voice, and that's what we can do, and we have the power to do that, and that's what we're doing.
Denise said she'll keep trying to disrupt events like this until she sees serious change.
Palestinian people give me hope, because they're still willing to keep going and they're still looking for an end to this, and they still want to stay in their land without the apartheid regime. And what gives me hope is that truth and justice will always prevail. Always.
For KPFA News, I'm Atta Shaheen in San Francisco.